and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
December 18th, 2000. Last night, I remember the name Cheryl. That happens to me every once in a while, just out of the blue. Maybe 15 years ago, in high school, I was walking down the hall when I ran into a large knot of friends, standing in a semicircle, like how people eat dinner on TV. "Hi, Larry," I said, starting at the left and working around. "Hi, Todd." "Hi, Jill." "Hi, Lori." "Hi, Bill." "Hi, Susan." And yes, I'm making up names at this point because I've forgotten most of the people I knew back then. "Hi, Ted." "Hi, Janet." "Hi. Oh God, what was her name?" I had just greeted 8 other people by name, and I was not going to get by with a casual "hi" and a wave. "What the hell was her name?" I said again, so that nobody would realize I was stalling. "What was her name?" "Short. Bob hair." "Damn." The 10 of us stood there and, if you count the fact that I was having some sort of out-of-body experience, we all watched me rummage through the back of my head, trying to find something to attach to the face. It was the most awkward 45 minutes of my life, especially because it was compressed into 3 seconds. Eventually I gave up and tried to get by with a casual "hi" and a wave. I think I fooled her. Later I pulled Larry aside, and he said "Cheryl." I slapped my forehead. "God. I knew that. Everybody knows that. Cheryl," I said to myself. "I've got to remember that." And so a decade and a half later, every once in a while, and without warning, my brain will scream, "Cheryl," in a panicky reminder to itself. I haven't seen the woman since we graduated, but if I ever run into her, sometime somewhere, I'm going to be able to offer a casual "hi, Cheryl." Then I'll throw in a wave, for good measure. And she'll say, "What was your name again?"
The text of this story is available at yod.com. Theme music provided by Silence Is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.